sadly, we've seen a number of post offices close around the county, and we are going to face further closures, I would say, if Fianna Fáil and Gaeilge continue on with the policies that they have ensured that are there, and that is a problem. I think we need to re-envisage and reimagine our post office value to society, which I think is very important. Very often, it's the only connection that government has with local communities, and I think that needs to be strengthened, and the post office can provide a whole range of services, government services at the local level. That would be important that people have available to them. And doing that, the government can support the post offices then and ensure that they are maintained in the future, which is vitally important, because you know what happens is when local towns and villages, when they see the government services withdrawn from the local towns and villages, it basically can kill them off, and they start to see a constant decline then. And we need to revitalise them, and we need to ensure the services stay there locally to ensure that the villages can continue on.
And these post offices would often be seen as a social outlet as well for people.
Well, that's right. You know, when people go into collect their pensions and stuff like that, there's a regular outlet there for them. And, you know, and the heart of the community too, where maybe the people go to find news, hear news and stuff like that there as well. You know, and I think there is a role there that post offices can play in actually providing additional government services and providing maybe information services for people as well to ensure that the people are kept up to date and kept in connection with the whole government and life in general in Ireland. And that's the role that can be paid. But that's a role that obviously has to be paid for as well by the government to ensure that post offices are supported and they can remain open. And I think that's something the government should be doing.